The Luminous 100, The Luminous Overexcitability Guide by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity, The Luminous Overexcitability Guide. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, The Luminous Overexcitability Guide, Overexcitability as the Signature of Developmental Potential.
Contents.
1. The Signature of Potential, Understanding Overexcitability. 2. Emergent Science, Complex Systems and Developmental Potential. 3. Lifespan Dynamics, Overexcitability Across Developmental Stages. 4. The 5 Facets, A Deep Dive into the Types of Overexcitability. 5. Clearing Apertures, Pathways to Aligning with Potential. 6. Architectural Design for Potential. 7. Luminous Integration, Play, Complexity, and the Emergence of Self. The Signature of Potential, Understanding Overexcitability. Tuning Fork, Haiku. Spark leaps from stone to sky. Lila dances in cleared space. Potential unfolds.
Guot.
Play is the highest wisdom. Citation needed. Attribution, e.g., Rumi or Advaita tradition. Parable. In a village where everyone saw only what was useful, there lived a woman who wept at the sight of a cracked pot because she saw the river that once flowed through it. The villagers called her too sensitive, but when drought came, they remembered her tears and dug where she had pointed. Water gushed forth from the earth.
Structure et technique.
Practices to clear apertures. 1. Breath as compass. Inhale deeply, and on exhale, imagine clearing a space like wiping a lens clean. Start with 3 breaths, then expand to 7, then 49, a practice of scaling. 2. The 5-sense aperture. Choose 1 sense, e.g., sight, and describe the world through it for 5 minutes without filtering. Next session, add another sense. By the 3rd, all 5 are open simultaneously. 3. Playful system mapping. Draw a map of your life not as a timeline, but as a network of forces, like Santa Anna's Lacasse. Over time, include more layers, emotional, energetic, without judgment. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Overexcitability. Not excess, but an aperture through which potential flows, a signature of developmental intelligence, where sensitivity becomes the medium for play and emergence. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is a moment in your life when you felt so alive that it nearly overwhelmed you? 2. Middle. Searing where in your being do you still your potential out of fear? What aperture remains unclaired? 3. And how might your overexcitability be a map leading you home if you let it? The body. Overexcitability is not a bug in human design. It is the signature of our developmental potential. It is how we, as autopoietic systems, attune to the larger field of emergence, Lila. When we still the chatter of the self, we perceive the dance of attractors, how opportunities materialize like dissipative structures forming in a fluid. Healing is not an act of will. It is a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Every tradition speaks this truth, but few have named the mechanism. Lila, divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the 3rd factor in emergent systems, after information and energy. It is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. The work is not to manifest, but to clear apertures, to see the world as both cosmic and ridiculous in equal measure. From this place before form, complexity science reveals that self-organization is inherent. We are already aligned with it when we play. Aligning with real complexity, autopoiesis, attractors, means learning to swim in Lila, not against the current. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Overexcitability is the crack through which light enters. 2. Healing is not an act. It is a property of cleared space. 3. Lila laughs at your seriousness about potential. 4. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. Clear the aperture to see. 5. Attractors are not goals. They are the ripples when you step into the river. 6. Play is how autopoietic systems tune to emergence. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when seen from before form. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The Spark Journal. For 1 week, jot down moments of intense perception, a color that struck you, a sound that made you shiver. Reflect. Where did this sensation come from? Not me, but through me? 2. Deepening. Aperture clearing with breath. Sit in silence for 5 minutes, breathing into one aperture at a time, eyes, ears, skin.
Imagine clearing residu.
Next session, add movement, e.g., stretching while focusing on the skin aperture. 3. Advanced Lila mapping. Draw a map of your life as a network of forces, emotional, energetic, relational. Over 3 sessions, add layers without judgment. Let patterns emerge like dissipative structures. Citations. Citation needed. Lila as divine play. Explore Sufi or Advaita sources for play as a metaphysical concept. Santa Ana's living systems theory, Lilcast, provides the architectural map for this understanding. Add specific citation if available. Maturana and Varela's work on autopoiesis frames overexcitability as a perceptual mode of self-organization. Citation needed. Autopoiesis and perception. This chapter is designed to be a holon, self-contained, yet part of a larger system. It balances rigor with warmth, architecture with playfulness, and grounds its teaching in complexity science while leaving room for the reader's own exploration. The voice is that of Emmanuel Santa Anna, rigorous, architectural, and humbly warm about pain. The structure follows the movements precisely, ensuring coherence and depth. Citations are marked where needed, and no false ones are used. Would you like any refinements or expansions on specific sections? For example, the parable or the luminous definition could be iterated further if desired. Emergent science, complex systems, and developmental potential. Tuning fork. Haiku. Emergent patterns. Divine play in chaos dance. Luminous potential.
Profound quote.
Thought is a river of meaning which flows in a preferred direction, but thought can also be considered as an undivided wholeness. David Bohm. Citation needed. Verify exact quote or source. Parable. The Dance of Ferns. In a dense, ancient forest, there lived a young fern named Lila. Unlike her siblings, who grew in predictable patterns, tall trunks reaching for the sun, roots digging deep into the earth, Lila sprawled in curious, irregular shapes. She did not follow the path of the others. She danced. The elder ferns whispered among themselves, fretting about Lila's unusual growth. "She will never reach her full potential," they said, "if she does not conform to the pattern." But Lila thrived in her chaos. She spread wider, reached higher, and created intricate webs that connected with other plants in ways no one had seen before. One day, a storm swept through the forest, uprooting many of the older ferns. But Lila, with her flexible, resilient structure, not only survived but flourished. Her unique pattern had allowed her to absorb energy from the wind and rain in ways that sustained her. When the storm passed, the forest was transformed. The soil was richer, the air cleaner, and life more vibrant than ever before. The elder ferns realized then that Lila's deviance was not a flaw but a gift. She had not grown according to their expectations, yet she had become the very essence of the forest's renewal. Her playfulness, her irregularity, was the key to its evolution. Structure and technique. The practice of playful observation. 1. Begin with curiosity. Start each day by observing something in nature, a tree, a river, a cloud, without judgment. Notice how it changes and adapts. 2. Embrace irregularity. Engage in an activity, drawing, writing, movement, without adhering to strict rules. Let your overexcitability guide you. 3. Map your emergence. Keep a journal where you note moments when something new emerges from chaos, whether in nature or in your own life. Look for patterns over time. These practices are simple yet deep, allowing them to scale with the individual's growth. Luminous definition, emergent potential. Emergent potential, the dynamic capacity within complex systems, including human beings, to self-organize, innovate, and evolve through playful engagement with chaos. It is the hidden engine of development, where order arises not from control, but from the fluid dance of possibility. Three appreciative questions. One, start. Where in your life have you seen order emerge from chaos without effort on your part? Two, middle searing. What fears do you hold about your own irregularity, and how might they be the very source of your power? Three, end. How can you today align with the playful emergence of reality rather than resist it? The body, the alchemy of overexcitability. Overexcitability is not a flaw. It is the signature of emergent potential. It is the raw material from which complex, luminous possibilities arise. Think of it like the forest in our parable. Lila's irregular growth was not a deviation, but the very structure that allowed her to thrive when others faltered. Emergent science, complex systems theory, autopoiesis, dissipative structures, shows us how order arises from chaos, not through control, but through play. This is what people often call the law of attraction, but it is far deeper and more nuanced. It is the way reality itself heals when apertures are cleared, when we align with the fluid, self-organizing nature of existence. Lila, divine play, is the third factor in emergent systems. It is not something you do, it is how you are in the world. When you allow your overexcitability to guide you, you become a conduit for this play. You begin to see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are not opposites, but two sides of the same aperture. This is not about forcing outcomes or manifesting desires, though those things can happen. It is about clearing the space so that reality's inherent intelligence can move through you. Healing, creativity, innovation, these are properties of reality, not acts of the self. They emerge when you stop trying to control and start playing with complexity. Every tradition, every spiritual path is a mirror reflecting this truth back at you. The work is not about becoming something new. It is about clearing apertures so that what you already are can shine through more fully. This is the real work of developmental potential, learning to swim in the water of Lila, where the rules of form and chaos dissolve into play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Overexcitability is not sensitivity. It is the engine of your emergence. 2. Play is how complexity evolves. Stop trying to control it. 3. Healing is a property of reality, not an act of will. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when apertures are clear. 5. Every tradition is a mirror. Clear yours and see yourself reflected back whole. 6. Developmental potential is not about becoming. It is about allowing. 7. Lila does not ask permission. She invites you to dance. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, the breath of emergence. Sit quietly and observe your breath for 1 minute. Notice where your mind wanders, thoughts, sensations, emotions. Instead of bringing it back to the breath, follow where it goes with curiosity. This is an exercise in observing emergence without judgment. 2. Deepening, the map of your overexcitability. Reflect on times when your overexcitability led you to something new or transformative. Create a simple map, a diagram, words, or symbols that represents how this quality moves through you, its patterns, its intensity, its direction. Share this map with someone and ask them to reflect back what they see. This deepens self-awareness. 3. Advanced, the playful experiment. Choose a small, mundane task, e.g., folding laundry, washing dishes. Engage with it as if it were an experiment in divine play. How can I make this task more playful? More absurd? More connected to something larger than myself? Reflect on how this shifts your relationship to the task and to emergence in your life. Citations.
Maturana, H. et Varla, F. 1980.
Autopoiesis, the organization of the living. Boston studies in the philosophy of science.
Prigogine i Ostangesh i 1984.
Order out of chaos. Man's new dialogue with nature. Bantam Books. Kaufman S. A. 1995. The Origins of Order, Self-Organization and Selection in Evolution. Oxford University Press. Capra F. 1996. The Web of Life, A New Scientific Understanding of Life and the Universe. Ancient Wisdom for Modern Minds. Citation needed. Verify exact quote or source for David Bohm's quote on thought. Structure and technique. The practice of playful observation. 1. Begin with curiosity. Start each day by observing something in nature, a tree, a river, a cloud, without judgment. Notice how it changes and adapts. 2. Embrace irregularity. Engage in an activity, drawing, writing, movement, without adhering to strict rules. Let your overexcitability guide you. 3. Map your emergence. Keep a journal where you note moments when something new emerges from chaos, whether in nature or in your own life. Look for patterns over time. These practices are simple yet deep, allowing them to scale with the individual's growth. Luminous definition, emergent potential. Emergent potential, the dynamic capacity within complex systems, including human beings, to self-organize, innovate, and evolve through playful engagement with chaos. It is the hidden engine of development, where order arises not from control, but from the fluid dance of possibility. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you seen order emerge from chaos without effort on your part? 2. Middle searing. What fears do you hold about your own irregularity, and how might they be the very source of your power? 3. End. How can you today align with the playful emergence of reality rather than resist it? The body, the alchemy of overexcitability. Overexcitability is not a flaw. It is the signature of emergent potential.
It.
Lifespan dynamics. Overexcitability across developmental stages. Tuning fork. Haiku. Spring rain on stone. Cracks become rivers, then valleys. Time carves without haste.
Cool.
The spirit of play is the source of all creativity. Without it, there can be no true development, only repetition. Gregory Bateson, citation needed. Verify quote attribution or find a similar one. Parable, the willow and the river. Once, there was a willow tree that grew beside a river. In its youth, it bent easily with the current, its branches reaching out to touch the water's surface, drinking deeply from every passing wave. It was curious, always testing how far it could lean without snapping, and in its play, it learned the rhythm of the water. As it aged, the willow grew taller, its roots deepening into the earth. The river still flowed, but now the tree stood firm, though not unyielding. It had learned to bend in new ways, its trunk swaying with storms that would have felled younger saplings. It no longer reached for every drop. Instead, it cradled the water in its branches, shaping valleys where once it had only drunk. And when the river grew wide and deep with time, the willow stood at its edge, a witness to currents long past and those yet to come. It was no longer just bending or reaching. It had become part of the landscape, a player in the dance of erosion and sediment, of stillness and flow. The river did not ask the tree to change. It simply was. And the tree, in its own time, responded. Structure and technique. Practices that scale with time. Overexcitability is not static. It evolves like a river carving canyons, shifting course, but always moving toward the sea. These practices are anchors that adapt to the terrain of your lifespan. 1. Childhood. The art of found objects. Practice. Collect sticks, stones, or household items to build forts, instruments, or sculptures. The focus is not on creating well, but on the joy of assembling and disassembling. Why it works. Physical overexcitability finds its first language in movement and touch. This practice channels restless energy into creation without the pressure of perfection.
Dos adolescència, journaling intensity moments.
Practice. Keep a journal where you note moments of overwhelming emotion, curiosity, or frustration. After each entry, ask, what is this intensity trying to show me? Why it works, emotional and intellectual overexcitability can feel like storms during adolescence. This practice helps you see patterns in your intensity, when it arises, what triggers it, and how it resolves. 3. Adulthood. Systems mapping. Practice. Once a month, draw a simple diagram of an area in your life that feels complex, e.g., work, relationships, personal growth. Map out the connections, questions, and emerging patterns. Why it works. In adulthood, overexcitability often manifests as a deep desire to understand systems, how things fit together, how change ripples. This practice trains your mind to see complexity not as chaos, but as a landscape to navigate. 4. Later life. Wisdom as integration. Practice. Lifespan reflection. Write a letter to your younger self or an older version of yourself, exploring how your intensity has shaped your path. Ask, where did my overexcitability lead me, and what would I do differently? Why it works. In later life, the goal shifts from exploration to integration. Overexcitability becomes a lens to see patterns in yourself, in others, in systems. These practices are like musical scales. They adapt to your developmental key, but always return you to harmony with your own intensity. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Overexcitability. Not mere sensitivity, but the radiant excess of perception and response that illuminates pathways of potential. It is the dynamic interplay between sensory, intellectual, emotional, and motoric energy, where intensity becomes the medium through which Lila, divine play, expresses itself in evolutionary intelligence. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where do you first remember noticing your own intensity as a child's wonder, an adolescent storm, or perhaps in the quiet fire of adulthood? 2. Searing middle. What shadows does your overexcitability cast, and how have you learned to stand in its light without being blinded? Reflect on moments when your intensity became a burden rather than a gift. What did those moments teach you about your own limits? Citation needed. Claim about shadows of overexcitability. 3. End. How might you become a river that bends to shape valleys, rather than a stone that resists the current? What would it look like to channel your intensity not just for yourself, but as part of a larger dance of systems? The body, Lila, across the lifespan. Overexcitability is not a static trait. It is a dynamic force that evolves with you, shaped by time and experience. To understand it fully, we must see it not as a linear progression, but as a spiral, one where each loop builds on the last, deepening your relationship to intensity without losing its spark. 1. Childhood, the garden of possibilities. In childhood, overexcitability is boundless curiosity, a garden where every pebble is a treasure and every question is an invitation to explore. Whether it's sensory, the joy of textures, intellectual, endless, why, emotional, deep empathy for peers, or motoric, restless energy that must be expressed physically, this stage is defined by play as its own reward. Lila here is pure exploration, the child who builds castles out of sand, not to create something lasting, but because the act itself is thrilling. This is where creativity takes its first breath. Key insight. Childhood overexcitability teaches you that intensity is not just felt, it is acted upon. The world is yours to shape, and your body and mind are tools for discovery. 2. Adolescence, the tempest of potential. Adolescence arrives like a storm, sudden, intense, and often overwhelming. Overexcitability here is not just curiosity, it is passion, often directed toward ideals, relationships, or self-identity. Emotional fluctuations can feel like tidal waves, while intellectual intensity may lead to deep dive after deep dive into subjects that captivate the mind. This stage is where overexcitability becomes a double-edged sword. It fuels creativity and depth of thought, but can also lead to emotional exhaustion or burnout if unchecked. The challenge is learning to ride the storm rather than be swept away by it. Lila in adolescence is the fire that ignites rebellion, art, or activism, not out of defiance alone, but because the world feels both too big and too small all at once. Key insight. Adolescence teaches you that intensity can be a compass. It points you toward what matters most, even if it feels like too much to bear in the moment. 3. Adulthood, the architect of systems. In adulthood, overexcitability often takes on a new form, one rooted in systems thinking. You may find yourself drawn to complexity, how ideas interconnect, how people influence one another, or how small changes can ripple through larger structures. This is where intellectual and emotional intensity combine to create depth of insight. However, the risk here is becoming so focused on the how that you lose sight of the why. The challenge is to channel this phase's intensity into creating, organizing, or innovating, whether in work, relationships, or personal growth. Lila in adulthood is the play of strategy, not just building things, but seeing how they fit into larger patterns. It is the joy of solving puzzles that others may see as mundane. Key insight. Adulthood teaches you that intensity can be a lens to see connections others miss. Your overexcitability becomes a way to navigate complexity with grace. 4. Later life, the wisdom of integration. In later life, overexcitability often softens but deepens. It is no longer the restless energy of youth or the stormy passion of adolescence. It becomes a quiet intensity, a way of seeing patterns where others see only chaos. You may find yourself drawn to wisdom traditions, mentorship, or reflection on a lifespan well-lived. This stage is about integration, taking all that your overexcitability has taught you and using it to guide others, create legacy, or simply be in the world with depth and presence. Lila in later life is the play of legacy, not just creating, but curating, passing on, and seeing how your intensity has shaped the landscape for others. Key insight. Later life teaches you that intensity, when integrated, becomes a bridge between generations. Your overexcitability is no longer just yours. It is part of something larger. The unifying thread, Lila as evolutionary play. Overexcitability is not an anomaly. It is a signature of evolutionary intelligence in action. Across all stages, it serves as both a marker and a fuel, a way to engage deeply with the world while also being shaped by it. This is where the law of attraction, if we can call it that, takes root, not as mere manifestation, but as alignment with the currents of complexity. When you align with your overexcitability rather than fight it, you move in harmony with Lila, divine play, as the fun within intelligence. This does not mean life becomes easy. Rather, it becomes meaningful. You learn to dance with intensity, whether it is the curiosity of a child, the passion of an adolescent, the systems thinking of an adult, or the wisdom of someone who has integrated their lifespan. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Overexcitability is not a flaw, it's the engine of your soul. 2. Childhood's wonder is adulthood's compass. 3. Adolescence tempests forge the passion that sustains. 4. Intensity unlearned becomes noise. Harnessed, it sings. 5. Lila dances best when you move with complexity, not against it. 6. Every developmental stage has its own kind of play. Find yours. 7. The river does not fear its own depth. 3 exercises, from accessible to advanced. 1. Accessible. Intensity inventory. Practice. Each day for 1 week, note one moment where you felt intensely, joy, frustration, curiosity, emotional overwhelm. Describe the physical sensation in your body and what triggered it. Reflection question. How did my body respond to this intensity? Was I drawn toward it or away from it? why it works. This exercise helps you recognize patterns in your intensity without judgment. It's a first step towards seeing overexcitability as data, not just emotion. 2. Deepening lifespan mapping.
Practice.
Create a visual map of your life, dividing it into key stages, childhood, adolescence, young adulthood, etc. For each stage, mark a moment of peak intensity, positive or negative. How you express that intensity, e.g., through art, movement, relationships, work. What that intensity taught you about yourself. Reflection question. Where do I see my overexcitability showing up most strongly now? How has it evolved from my younger self? Why it works? This practice helps you see your lifespan as a system, one where your intensity is both a thread and a pattern. It's an advanced step because it requires reflection on your own development. 3. Advanced systems play. Practice. Choose a challenge in your life, e.g., a difficult relationship, a work project, or a personal goal. Approach it through playful exploration. Draw or write connections between seemingly unrelated aspects of the challenge. Ask, what would this look like if I treated it as a puzzle to solve playfully? Share your play with someone else or a journal and reflect on insights that emerge. Reflection question. Where did my intensity lead me in this exploration? Did I learn something about myself or the system I was trying to understand? Why it works? This exercise integrates overexcitability with systems thinking, allowing you to channel your intensity into creative problem solving. It's advanced because it requires both. The 5 facets, a deep dive into the types of overexcitability. Tuning fork, haiku. Intense colors flash, a child's laughter, a storm's breath. Sensitivity blooms. Luminous overexcitability is not a flaw but a feature, a flicker of the divine play within us. Citation needed. Source. Parable. Aria and the world that shimmered. Once, there was a woman named Aria who walked through the world as if it were made of light. She saw colors where others saw only shapes. The crimson blush of dawn was not just red but a living thing, pulsing with warmth and promise. When she laughed, her whole body seemed to vibrate with energy. When she listened, she heard not just sounds but stories woven into the air. Aria was always moving. Her hands gestured as she spoke, her feet tapped to rhythms only she could hear. She loved to dance, but not in the way others did. Her movements were like a storm, unpredictable and wild, as if she were channeling the very energy of the earth beneath her feet. She had a habit of getting lost in daydreams, her mind spinning with ideas and possibilities. An ordinary conversation could become a journey through other worlds, where every word was a door opening onto new landscapes. She devoured books, not just to learn, but because the act of learning felt like drinking from a fountain that never ran dry. Yet, her emotions were as intense as her thoughts. Joy could rise in her like a tide, leaving her breathless and giddy. Sorrow could crash over her like a wave, leaving her trembling and alone. She felt everything deeply. The beauty of a sunrise, the sting of injustice, the ache of love. One day, a wise old man named Santa Anna watched Aria from afar and said to his companion, "Do you see how she moves through the world? It is as if she carries the entire spectrum of human experience within her. She is not broken. She is whole in a way that most will never be." Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Overexcitability thrives on structure but also resists it. Like water, it flows best when given clear channels. These practices are designed to channel the 5 facets of overexcitability into pathways that deepen over time. 1. The breath anchor. Begin by observing your breath for just a few seconds each hour. Notice its rhythm, its temperature, the way it fills and empties your lungs. Over weeks, deepen this practice. Use the breath as an anchor when psychomotor energy feels overwhelming or when emotions rise like waves. 2. Sensory mapping. Choose one sense each day: sight, sound, touch, smell, taste, and spend 5 minutes exploring it in detail. For sight, it might be noticing the way light filters through leaves. For sound, it could be the texture of a bell's chime. Let your sensual overexcitability become mindfulness. 3. Playful questioning. Carry a notebook or use your phone to jot down questions that arise from your imaginational or intellectual facets. At the end of each week, revisit one question and explore it through writing, drawing, or discussion. This turns curiosity into creation. These practices draw from complexity science. Start by noticing where your energy or attention gets stuck, habits, fears, or mental blocks that feel rigid or resistant to change. 2. Softening. Gently soften resistance around these areas without forcing change. Imagine releasing tension, like loosening a knot in a rope. 3. Expansion. Visualize space opening up, a door, an aperture, around what was previously rigid. This is not about creating something new, but about allowing what already exists to unfold. 4. Flow. Allow new possibilities to emerge naturally, like water finding its level. Trust that aperture's clear when you align with flow rather than force. Daily aperture practice. Morning, set an intention to clear one aperture that day, e.g., a limiting belief, emotional block. Evening, reflect on how this aperture allowed something new to emerge or shift. This practice scales over time as it becomes more refined and integrated into your awareness. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Term, aperture. Meaning, an aperture is not just an opening or gap, but a dynamic space where potential can flow and manifest. It is the threshold between constraint and possibility, where rigidity gives way to fluidity. Clearing apertures involves shifting from resistance to receptivity, allowing reality to move through us rather than against us. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you feel stuck or blocked, yet sense there is potential just beneath the surface? 2. Searing middle. What would it look like to surrender control and trust that apertures clear themselves when you align with flow rather than force? 3. End. How might your life change if you saw every challenge not as an obstacle, but as an invitation to create space for something new? The body, Lila, and the dance of apertures. Lila is not just play. It is the playful intelligence of reality itself. The way systems self-organize, how dissipative structures emerge from chaos, and how autopoietic systems, like living beings, maintain their identity while evolving one. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it is. Okay, I am writing chapter 5 for The Luminous Overexcitability Guide. The title is Clearing Apertures, Pathways to Aligning with Potential. This book is about overexcitability as a sign of developmental potential. First, I need to structure this chapter according to the given movements. Let me break it down. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting and original. The quote should be profound and attributed to someone relevant. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. It should carry the teaching subtly, like a metaphor or allegory. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. These are practical steps or techniques readers can use. For a luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term related to the chapter's theme. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1 at the start. A searing one in the middle, probably challenging. 1 at the end, perhaps reflective or integrative. 6. The body. The core teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. It should be rigorous but warm, humbling yet strong. 7. 7 7-second sentences, aphorisms that encapsulate the essence of the chapter in very short sentences. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible, easy to start with. Deepening, more challenging or insightful. Advanced, complex or integrative, building on the previous ones. 9. Citations, real sources where possible, Mark places where citations are needed, but not yet available. Let me tackle each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I need something about potential and clearing apertures. Maybe about a path opening up or a light breaking through. Light breaks through cracks. Not with force, but with gentle persistence. A door opens wide.
Good.
The quote should be profound and related to evolutionary intelligence or the law of attraction subtly. Maybe something from Santa Ana or a relevant thinker in complexity science. Reality is not a static thing to be conquered, but a dynamic dance of potentialities waiting to unfold. Emmanuel Santa Ana. If this isn't real, I'll note it as needing citation. But since fabricating citations isn't allowed, perhaps something more established. The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. J.B.S. Haldane, but that's about imagination, not directly about apertures or potential. Alternatively, something from systems theory or complexity science. Complex systems do not evolve by design. They emerge through the interplay of constraints and possibilities. Citation needed, claim. But I need a more poetic or profound quote. Maybe something from a philosopher or mystic that aligns with Lila. Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Jacob Moros, if this isn't real, I'll note it. Perhaps better to stick with something more established, but still relevant. The potential for growth lies not in what we do, but in how we are. Citation needed, claim, perhaps from a depth psychologist or systems thinker. For now, I'll go with the haiku and note where citations are needed. 2. Parable. I need a story that teaches about clearing apertures without asserting it directly. Maybe something about a garden or a journey where the path opens naturally. Title, The Gardener and the Stone. Once, in a valley hidden between two mountains, there lived a gardener named Eli. Eli had spent his life tending to a small patch of land, coaxing life from stubborn soil. He planted seeds with care, watered them with patience, and pruned the plants with precision. Yet, despite his efforts, the garden remained small and the harvests were meager. One day, Eli stumbled upon a large, smooth stone half buried in the earth. He dug around it, thinking it was just another obstacle to remove. But as he worked, he noticed something strange. Water seemed to gather around the stone, pooling in its crevices and nourishing tiny plants that sprouted there. The stone was not an impediment, but a vessel for life. Eli began to see stones differently. He left some in place, shaping the garden around them, creating paths and nooks where water could collect. Over time, his garden transformed. Plants flourished where they had never grown before, and the garden expanded beyond its original boundaries. The stone was not removed. It was aligned with the flow of life. One evening, a traveler passed through the valley and asked Eli how he had achieved such a lush garden. Eli pointed to the stones scattered throughout the land. I learned, he said, that some things are not meant to be cleared away, but to be cleared around, apertures created where potential could flow. The traveler left pondering this wisdom, realizing that sometimes the path is not about removing obstacles, but about seeing them as part of a larger design.
3 structures et techniques.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical steps related to clearing apertures or aligning with potential. Structure. 1. Observe. Start by noticing where your energy or attention gets stuck, e.g., habits, fears, or mental blocks. 2. Softening. Gently soften resistance around these areas without forcing change. 3. Expansion. Imagine or visualize space opening up like a door or aperture around what was previously rigid. 4. Flow. Allow new possibilities to emerge naturally, like water finding its level.
Technique.
Daily aperture practice. Morning. Set an intention to clear one aperture that day, e.g., a limiting belief, emotional block. Evening. Reflect on how this aperture allowed something new to emerge or shift. This is simple, but can deepen over time as the practice becomes more refined. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. Maybe aperture or Lila. Term, aperture. Meaning, an aperture in this context is not just an opening or gap, but a dynamic space where potential can flow and manifest. It is the threshold between constraint and possibility, where rigidity gives way to fluidity. Clearing apertures involves shifting from resistance to receptivity, allowing reality to move through us rather than against us. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you feel stuck or blocked, yet sense there is potential just beneath the surface? 2. Searing middle, challenging. What would it look like to surrender control and trust that apertures clear themselves when you align with flow rather than force? 3. End. How might your life change if you saw every challenge not as an obstacle, but as an invitation to create space for something new? 6. The body. Core teaching centered on Lila. This is the heart of the chapter, centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. It should be rigorous but warm, pairing strong claims with humility. Title, Lila and the Dance of Apertures. Lila is not just play. It is the playful intelligence of reality itself. The way systems self-organize, how dissipative structures emerge from chaos, and how autopoietic systems, like living beings, maintain their identity while evolving. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it is far more subtle. Lila does not attract. It is the attraction, the magnetic pull of potential unfolding in real time. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. When we resist or force, we clog these apertures. But when we soften, when we play with the edges of our being, we allow Lila to work through us. This is not about manipulation, e.g., manifesting desires, but about alignment, like a tuning fork resonating with the frequency of reality. Every tradition, every spiritual path or scientific theory is a mirror reflecting this truth. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size only when seen from the place before form, the vantage point where Lila can be glimpsed as play. Aligning with potential means learning to dance with complexity, not to control it. Rigorous yet humble. Rigorous. Use terms like dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors to ground the teaching in science. Humility. Acknowledge that this is not about mastery, but surrender, playfulness, and trust.
Example.
Evolutionary intelligence is not something you have. It is something you align with, like a surfer catching a wave. The more you resist, the more you miss the ride. But when you soften, when you play at the edge of your being, Lila pulls you forward. Not toward some preordained goal, but toward the next moment of emergence. 7. 7 7-second sentences. Aphorisms that capture the essence in brief, punchy sentences. 1. Apertures clear when you stop forcing and start flowing. 2. Lila is not control. It is the dance where control dissolves. 3. Healing is reality moving through you, not your act upon it. 4. Play is the language of emergent systems. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous are one when seen from the edge. 6. Surrender is not weakness. It is the highest form of intelligence. 7. You are not stuck. You are being held in potential. 8. Three exercises. Accessible. Softening resistance. Sit quietly and notice a place where you feel resistance, e.g., a limiting belief, emotional tension. Imagine that resistance as a muscle tensing. Gently ask it to relax just a little. Observe what shifts or opens in response.
Deepening.
Aperture mapping. Draw a simple map of your life, e.g., relationships, work, personal growth. Identify areas where you feel blocked or stuck. Mark these as resistances. Next to each resistance, imagine an aperture, an opening, and describe what might flow through it if it were cleared. Advanced. Lila experiment. Choose a small challenge, e.g., a task you've been avoiding. Approach it not with determination, but with curiosity. What would Lila do here? Observe how the situation shifts when you act from play rather than force. Reflect on how this changes your relationship to the challenge itself. 9. Citations. I need to mark where citations are needed, but not yet available. The quote about reality being a dynamic dance of potentialities, if I use one like that. The claim about Lila as the mechanism behind the law of attraction. Any references to Santa Ana's work or complexity science terms should be cited or marked for citation. Now, let me assemble all these parts into a cohesive chapter. I'll start with the title and proceed in order. Clearing apertures, pathways to aligning with potential.
Tuning fork,
haiku. Light breaks through cracks, not with force, but with gentle persistence. A door opens wide.
Quot.
Complex systems do not evolve by design. They emerge through the interplay of constraints and possibilities. Citation needed, claim. Parable, the gardener and the stone. Once, in a valley hidden between two mountains, there lived a gardener named Eli. Eli had spent his life tending to a small patch of land, coaxing life from stubborn soil. He planted seeds with care, watered them with patience, and pruned the plants with precision. Yet, despite his efforts, the garden remained small, and the harvests were meager. One day, Eli stumbled upon a large, smooth stone half buried in the earth. He dug around it, thinking it was just another obstacle to remove. But as he worked, he noticed something strange. Water seemed to gather around the stone, pooling in its crevices and nourishing tiny plants that sprouted there. The stone was not an impediment, but a vessel for life. Eli began to see stones differently. He left some in place, shaping the garden around them, creating paths and nooks where water could collect. Over time, his garden transformed. Plants flourished where they had never grown before, and the garden expanded beyond its original boundaries. The stone was not removed. It was aligned with the flow of life. One evening, a traveler passed through the valley and asked Eli how he had achieved such a lush garden. Eli pointed to the stones scattered throughout the land. "I learned," he said, "that some things are not meant to be cleared away, but to be cleared around, apertures created where potential could flow." The traveler left pondering this wisdom, realizing that sometimes the path is not about removing obstacles, but about seeing them as part of a larger design.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. Observe. Start by noticing where your energy or attention gets stuck, habits, fears, or mental blocks that feel rigid or resistant to change.
2. Softening.
Gently soften resistance around these areas without forcing change. Imagine releasing tension, like loosening a knot in a rope. 3. Expansion. Visualize space opening up, a door, an aperture, around what was previously rigid. This is not about creating something new, but about allowing what already exists to unfold. 4. Flow. Allow new possibilities to emerge naturally, like water finding its level. Trust that apertures clear when you align with flow rather than force. Daily aperture practice. Morning. Set an intention to clear one aperture that day, e.g., a limiting belief, emotional block. Evening. Reflect on how this aperture allowed something new to emerge or shift. This practice scales over time as it becomes more refined and integrated into your awareness. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Term, aperture.
Meaning.
An aperture is not just an opening or gap, but a dynamic space where potential can flow and manifest. It is the threshold between constraint and possibility, where rigidity gives way to fluidity. Clearing apertures involves shifting from resistance to receptivity, allowing reality to move through us rather than against us. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you feel stuck or blocked, yet sense there is potential just beneath the surface? 2. Searing middle. What would it look like to surrender control and trust that apertures clear themselves when you align with flow rather than force? 3. End. How might your life change if you saw every challenge not as an obstacle, but as an invitation to create space for something new. The body, Lila, and the dance of apertures. Lila is not just play, it is the playful intelligence of reality itself, the way systems self-organize, how dissipative structures emerge from chaos, and how autopoietic systems, like living beings, maintain their identity while evolving one. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it is far more subtle. Lila does not attract. It is the attraction, the magnetic pull of potential unfolding in real time. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. When we resist or force, we clog these apertures. But when we soften, when we play with the edges of our being, we allow Lila to work through us. This is not about manipulation, e.g., manifesting desires, but about alignment, like a tuning fork resonating with the frequency of reality. Every tradition, every spiritual path or scientific theory is a mirror reflecting this truth.